Have you ever watched a startup pivot and thought, that's not giving up, that's growing up? I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and this is Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about a Swedish company called Heart Aerospace, and the moment they looked at the physics, looked at the batteries, and made the hardest decision in electric aviation. They threw out their original airplane and started over. Let me set the scene. Heart Aerospace launched in Gothenburg, Sweden, back in 2018 with a vision that was beautifully simple. Build a 19-seat, fully electric commuter airplane called the ES-19, zero emissions, battery-powered, regional routes under 200 nautical miles, the pitch was clean, the renderings were gorgeous, and investors lined up. United Airlines put money in, Mesa Airlines put money in. The Swedish government backed them by 2021. Heart had raised hundreds of millions of dollars, and everyone was calling them the front-runner in electric regional aviation. Then something happened that should have surprised nobody but somehow surprised everyone. The batteries didn't cooperate. This segment is supported by AviationSold.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in a pilot's career. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSold.com. So let's break this down. The ES-19 was supposed to fly 19 passengers about 200 nautical miles on batteries alone. When Heart's engineers ran the numbers with real battery energy densities, not the projected densities, not the theoretical densities, but what you could actually buy and certify, they found something uncomfortable. The range with a meaningful payload was closer to 100 nautical miles, maybe 110 on a good day. And that's before you account for reserves, for headwinds. For the fact that you can't legally plan a flight to your destination with zero fuel remaining. 100 nautical miles, that's roughly Portland to Seattle, barely. And only if you're light on passengers and baggage. That's not a regional airline route. That's a demonstration flight. Here's what most people miss about electric aviation. The energy density of jet fuel is roughly 43 megajoules per kilogram. The best lithium-ion batteries available for aviation certification today sit around 250 to maybe 300 watt-hours per kilogram, which translates to about 0.9 to 1.1 megajoules per kilogram. Do the math. Jet fuel carries roughly 40 times the energy per unit of weight. Now, electric motors are far more efficient than turbines. You claw back a factor of maybe 3 or 4 on the conversion side, but even accounting for that, you're still looking at a tenfold energy disadvantage compared to kerosene. That's the wall. That's the wall every electric airplane company hits. And in 2022, Heart Aerospace did something that I think took real courage. They scrapped the ES-19 entirely and announced a new airplane. The ES-30. The ES-30 is a 30-seat regional turboprop class aircraft, and the key change is this. It is not fully electric, it's a hybrid. Heart calls it a reserve hybrid configuration. The airplane carries 2 battery packs and 2 turbo generators. On short routes, under 100 nautical miles, it can fly on battery power alone with zero direct emissions. On longer routes up to 200 nautical miles, the turbo generators kick in. They burn sustainable aviation fuel and extend the range while the batteries handle the bulk of the power. And if you really need to push it, the airplane can fly up to 400 nautical miles in a full hybrid mode. Now, why does this matter to pilots? Because this is the first electric aviation concept from a major player that actually maps onto how regional airlines operate. Airlines don't fly one route, they fly networks. A 30-seat airplane that can do a 100-mile hop on batteries in the morning, a 200-mile route, burning some fuel at midday, and a longer repositioning leg in the evening. That's an airplane a chief pilot can actually schedule. The data tells an interesting story when you look at the economics. Heart claims the ES-30 will reduce direct operating costs by roughly 30% compared to a conventional turboprop on short routes when running in electric mode. That's because electricity is cheaper than jet fuel per unit of energy delivered to the propeller, and electric motors have far fewer moving parts than turbine engines. Fewer parts, fewer inspections, fewer unscheduled maintenance events. The maintenance cost reduction alone could be 15 to 20%. But let's be honest about the caveats. First, the airplane doesn't exist yet. Not as a flying prototype. Heart has been building and testing components. They've run their electric powertrain on test rigs. They've done ground demonstrations. But the ES-30 has not left the ground. The company says first flight is targeted for 2028, with entry into service around 2030. In the world of aviation startups, timelines slip. They almost always slip. Second, Certification is going to be a monster. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency, or EASA, will be the primary certifying authority. There is no existing certification pathway for a hybrid electric airliner carrying 30 passengers. EASA has been developing new rules and special conditions for electric and hybrid aircraft, but we are in uncharted territory. Every system on this airplane, from the battery management to the turbogenerator integration, to the thermal management of the battery packs, will need to be proven to a level of safety that matches or exceeds conventional turboprops. That's years of testing, documentation, and review. Third, the batteries themselves. Heart is building the airplane around current battery technology, which is smart, because they're not betting on breakthroughs that might not come, but current lithium-ion batteries have limitations. Pilots need to understand, they degrade over charge cycles. Their performance drops in cold temperatures, which matters when you're flying at altitude or operating in Nordic winters, which is literally where Heart is based, and they add significant weight. The ES-30's battery packs are expected to weigh several thousand pounds. That's weight that doesn't earn revenue. On a conventional turboprop, as you burn fuel, the airplane gets lighter. With batteries, you take off heavy and land heavy. That changes your approach speeds, your runway requirements, your structural fatigue calculations. Fourth, charging infrastructure. Even if the ES-30 works perfectly, you need high-power charging stations at every airport in your network. Heart is talking about megawatt-class chargers that can replenish battery packs during a normal turnaround. That's not a trivial installation. It requires significant electrical infrastructure upgrades at regional airports, many of which are running on power grids that were built decades ago. Someone has to pay for those upgrades. Is it the airline? The airport authority? The taxpayer? Now, with all those caveats on the table, let me tell you why I'm still watching Heart Aerospace closely. The reason is the pivot itself. When Heart abandoned the ES-19 and moved to the ES-30 hybrid, they demonstrated something rare in the electric aviation space, engineering honesty. They looked at where battery technology actually is, not where enthusiasts hope it will be in 10 years, and they designed an airplane around reality. The hybrid architecture is a bridge. It lets airlines start reducing emissions today on the routes where pure electric works, while still having the range and reliability to operate a real network. Compare that to the approach we've seen from some other companies. Lilium, which we've talked about on this show before, promised a 36-engine ducted electric jet, went public via SPAC, burned through over $1 billion, and filed for bankruptcy before they ever completed a full transition from hover to cruise flight. The physics was never quite there, but the hype machine ran full speed until the money ran out. Heart is trying not to be that story. The team itself is worth noting. The company was founded by Anders Forslund, who came out of the Chalmers University of Technology in Gothenburg. They've built the engineering team to over 500 people. They've recruited heavily from Saab and Airbus, people who have actually certified aircraft before. That matters. Certification is not just about building something that flies, it's about building something you can prove flies safely every time, in every condition, with documentation that satisfies regulators who have seen everything. Heart has also been smart about their order book. They have letters of intent from United Airlines for 100 aircraft, from Mesa Airlines for 100 aircraft, and from Scandinavian carrier Brathens for 30 aircraft. Now, letters of intent are not firm orders. They don't come with deposits the way a Boeing or Airbus order does, but they signal that real airline operators have looked at the ES-30's economics and route capability and said, yes, we want to be in line for this. Let me give you a pilot's eye view of what flying the ES-30 might actually feel like. Heart is designing the cockpit around a conventional two-crew configuration with digital avionics. The airplane will have a standard turboprop-type rating approach, meaning pilots transitioning from a Dash 8 or an ATR would find the basic handling familiar. The electric motors drive propellers, so from the outside, it looks and sounds like a turboprop. But quieter, significantly quieter. Electric motors don't have the combustion roar of a turbine. Heart estimates the ES-30 will produce about 30 decibels less noise than a comparable turboprop on takeoff. That's not a subtle difference. That's the difference between a conversation and a shout. For communities near regional airports, this is a big deal. Noise restrictions limit when and how often aircraft can operate at many airports. A dramatically quieter airplane could unlock additional flight slots, additional routes, and additional revenue that noise curfews currently prevent. The other thing pilots will notice is the torque response. Electric motors deliver full torque instantly. There's no spool-up time like a turbine engine. When you push the power lever forward, the response is immediate. That changes the dynamics of a go-around, of a rejected takeoff, of any situation where you need power now. It's faster and more predictable than any turbine response curve. Now, where is HART in the timeline as we sit here in mid-2026? They're deep in detailed design and component testing. The full-scale prototype is being assembled. They've been running their electric powertrain on Iron Bird test rigs, which is basically the entire system laid out on the ground so you can test everything without actually flying. That's a standard step in aircraft development, and it's where a lot of integration problems get found and solved. The competitive landscape is interesting too. HART isn't the only company chasing hybrid electric regional aircraft. Ampere in the United States has been flying a hybrid electric conversion of a twin-engine airplane for several years now, gathering real flight data. Zunum Aero had a similar concept, but ran out of funding. Faradair in the UK is working on a hybrid design. But HART has more capital, more orders, and arguably the most credible engineering team of the bunch. The bigger question is whether the airlines that signed those letters of intent will still want these airplanes when they're actually available. Regional aviation is under pressure from multiple directions. Pilot shortages are squeezing capacity. Fuel costs are volatile. Environmental regulations are tightening in Europe especially. An airplane that cuts fuel burn, cuts noise, cuts emissions, and potentially reduces crew fatigue with its simpler power management could be exactly what regional operators need. Or the timelines could slip enough that battery technology catches up and someone delivers a fully electric alternative first, making the hybrid concept a stepping stone nobody needs to stand on for long. That's the gamble HART is making. They're betting that the bridge is necessary. That batteries won't be good enough for a 200-mile, 30-passenger airplane anytime in the next decade. And looking at the trajectory of lithium-ion energy density improvements, which have been averaging about 5-7% per year, the math supports their bet to fly 200 nautical miles with 30 passengers on batteries alone. You'd need energy densities in the range of 500-600 watt-hours per kilogram at the pack level. We're not there. We might not be there by 2035. So HART is building for the world, as it is, not as we wish it would be. And honestly, in a sector full of wish, it would be thinking, that's refreshing. My sources for today's segment include HART Aerospace's published technical updates and EASA certification documentation, reporting from Flight Global and Aviation Week, and battery energy density research from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. If you want to dig deeper, radiohanger.com has the links. This is Vector on Cleared Direct. The bridge might not be glamorous, but it's the thing that gets you to the other side. See you next time.